KFYO 647, Tom Collins and Laura Mancotti, and good morning. Welcome to the weekend. Hey, special of the day today at Catalina's Authentic Mexican Restaurant. Do you know what it is? I'm going to give you one guess, and then I'm going to slap you.
Meatloaf.
There you go. Meatloaf Friday. What do you mean? What are you rolling your eyes for?
No reason.
Oh, because I said I was going to give you one guess and then slap you?
No, I'm not going to say.
Okay. What's the matter? You don't like meatloaf or something?
No, I love meatloaf.
All right. Anyway, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and gravy, veggie of the day roll.
What's not to like about meatloaf?
Soft drink and dessert, $8.50 plus tax. Now, let me tell you something. I would throw down. I know that if you went over to eat this meatloaf, Laura, I mean, having seen you eat,
I'd have to share it with a friend.
Probably so. Yeah, it's a pretty big piece of meat. So get on by there and check out Hector and Jose. Listen to this. We got a transplant hospital that is going to be opening a clinic here in Lubbock. Kidney and pancreas transplant patients will have another local option for pre-transplant and post-transplant care. San Antonio-based Methodist Specialty and Transplant Hospital is going to staff a satellite location in an unused office on the first floor of the main campus, Covenant Health, in the professional office building.
Well, that's handy. That's helpful for transplant patients to have a place here to get ready for that transplant and to follow up.
Right. Now,
you don't have to travel so much.
Realistically speaking, I didn't catch this where it said another local option. So we'll just roll our next guest in a little bit early. And Amy Doomer. Amy
the South
Doomer.
Plains Kidney Foundation.
Now, we've got this fundraiser coming up. It's called the Walk and Roll thing. But we'll talk about that later. But you said, oh, well, yeah, you guys, when it said another option, you're over at UMC and you guys have this, the kidney pancreas kind of thing going on over there. What are you doing in these clinics?
Yes, there's actually four centers that come to Lubbock right now. There's UMC and UT Southwestern have partnered out of Dallas, San Antonio Methodist, Houston Methodist, and Baylor out of Dallas. And what we do locally, since there's no transplants that are done here in Lubbock, we actually do workup classes. We do the protocols for those transplant centers in those areas. We do all the workups locally. The patients go to those areas for the transplant. They stay there for several weeks after, and then they return back to their home area and follow up in Lubbock.
Wow.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. There's four?
There's four now that come to town, yes.
Are there that many kidney transplants being done?
There should be, yes. Yes. UMC and Covenant, when they had their transplant centers open, it was over 50 a year each place, so 100
really?
A year.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot of transplants.
There are.
I have a friend who had one and had difficulties and had another one, and I think she's doing great now.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, absolutely. So tell us about the Walk and Roll event coming
up. Yes, the South Plains Kidney Foundation Walk and Roll is tomorrow morning at 7:30 is registration. At 8:15, it's a 1 mile walk and a 5K run, and it's at McKenzie Park. We're going to have some vendors there. We've got t-shirts, and for a $30 donation, you get a t-shirt and you get a goodie bag that we've put together. And it should just be a lot of fun. It's real low key and a lot of fun.
And all proceeds go to?
Yes, all proceeds stay locally to the South Plains Kidney Foundation. And we actually help patients that are on dialysis and have transplants or need to have transplants. And we are really hoping to bring awareness and early detection. We actually have the Community Health Center of Lubbock. We'll be doing some blood pressure checks and things like that at our walk.
Yeah, so, because high blood pressure can be such a killer to the
kidneys. Yes, high blood pressure and diabetes are the two main reasons.
Right. Yes. And you know, with diabetes being so prevalent, that's probably why we have a lot of kidney transplants.
It is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mother only has one kidney right now. And so, yeah, that's a concern.
It is.
That you keep your kidneys healthy and
That's right.
If you have one, it's really important to keep that one healthy.
Yeah, you're supposed to be drinking. Aren't you supposed to, like, drink, like, 80 ounces of water a day or something like that?
I don't think it's 80, but, yeah, pretty close to it. Hmm. Now, there's, yeah, drinking water, going to your doctor, keeping your blood pressure under control, keeping your diabetes under control. Those are the best things to do. Following up with your medications and your doctors, and they'll help you to hopefully keep the kidneys well. Because if the kidneys are good, even if you have one, you're fine.
Yeah. Do you, is there a long wait time? Do you kind of go through a process of trying to find, is it something that you have to find the right donor, or mm-hmm. is it just?
Yes. As far as kidney transplant goes, the list can be from 3 to 5 years around this area, depending on blood type.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the centers do swaps now. So if you have a donor, but they don't match you, they can, do exchanges mm-hmm. and have more people get kidneys.
Wonderful.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So there's new options now to switch around.
Is there ever a case where someone is not a candidate and they just have to stay on dialysis?
Yes.
And that's where you guys come in and can really help.
Well, exactly. We can help with support. I actually do a support group for dialysis and transplant patients as well. Most people can get transplants, but it's another treatment option. So financially, people have to look at that. We look at their weight, their medical history, all mm-hmm. those types of things.
All right. Well, give us the details again about the walk and how we can help tomorrow.
Okay. It is at McKenzie Park tomorrow, Saturday, July 12th, 7:30 registration, 8:15 walk and run.
All right. And you don't have to RSVP or anything. You can just show up.
You can just show up and we'll register you there.
All right. We're going to call all these like Fit Lubbock people or Lubbock Fit people.
Oh, there you go. They love to run.
Yeah. Exactly. That'd be great.
You know, in other words, specifically, Paul and his family over there at Level Sports. Mm-hmm. You know, get a clue, Paul. Show up. 6:54, good morning.